Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. And remember, hey, The Drive, we got a four-hour show today, baby. We are usually out at 5 o'clock for the coach's show. But the late Monday night football game, we got it, baby. We will run you right up until the pregame show. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast will take over after we get done here at 6 o'clock. Quick handoff, so stay tuned with things for us as we continue to get you ready for a huge, huge game. Be thinking about this. Clint believes it's a must-win game. Is this a must-win game for the Texans? We'll get to that here in just a bit. But I know some of you, a guy we know, Armin Williams, this is really going to get to him. And some of you Red Raider fans, but Texas Tech, they've banned the tortilla tossing now.
Oh, boy.
They have banned that.
I didn't know that it was up for debate.
Yeah, actually the Kansas game two weeks ago.
Your coach screamed loud enough to get him in trouble, didn't he?
I didn't. Well, they got 2 15-yard penalties in the game. I think. Well, no, they got one, and then they got another warning, and were about to get another one. They just kept doing it after that, like just throughout any kickoffs.
Right.
They just kept throwing them on the field.
Didn't somebody try to say they got hit with a pocket knife, and then they caught the guy planting it on the sideline?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the KU coach tried to say he got hit with a pocket knife.
He's a trustworthy guy, so it probably happened.
And then went back and reviewed the camera and saw one of somebody planting one on the sideline.
Yeah.
Like somebody just walked by and threw it on the sideline and then acted like it hit him. I don't know. Something weird. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they were throwing
video evidence.
They were throwing a lot of them. Throwing them towards the bench, throwing them on the field. But is that a new tradition? I'm sorry. I think it's an odd one. But is that?
I feel like
they've been doing it. Did they do that during the Graham Harrell Crabtree years?
I don't remember.
Were they throwing that when? Because A&M used to play Tech also before they bounced. Is that something that they've been doing?
I don't remember that ever being a thing.
I definitely remember it being in the last like several years. Every time they have games, they toss them before games.
It began, it says, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh my.
Over in Lubbock.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, in the SWAC. I mean the SWAC. In the Southwest Conference. Maybe a little different than the SWAC. But yeah.
Same initials. I guess you can get same letters out of it.
But wow, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, that is a hell of a deal because you can get one of them things to soar now. I mean, you can get them things to roll.
They were rolling.
I mean, shoot, you can get them joints.
And they were all good with it prior, like on the first kickoff. And it was kind of a cool thing. And then it just got away from them a couple Saturdays ago.
apparently this got started because during a game in 1992, an ESPN commentator said there wasn't much in Lubbock besides football and a tortilla factory, so they started bringing tortillas.
That is a great story. I think
good.
They should.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should refuse to do away with it.
That was one I thought I felt like the Tech tortilla throwing, tossing, and the Mississippi State Cowboy thing, I felt like those were like invented in the last 15 years.
You know, the cowbell?
Yeah, the cowboy, that felt new too. Like the iotas of the fraternities. Like it was fresh and new, but late 80s, early 90s. All right. Well, they just lost that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bam. And Tech did it themselves. They officially banned
it. It was just probably got old. It's just, I mean, it's changing the guard. Did you realize this weekend? We got something we need to get to, but did you realize this weekend, Tyler, that the two teams that Danny Cannell said he likes the most to be locked for the playoffs both lost?
Who did he have?
Miami and Texas Tech. He said, I'm pretty sure I think that was his point, was that they were both through kind of the more difficult part of their schedule. And he said, the two teams that I most believe in will be in the college football playoffs right now is Miami and Texas Tech. And as they're both getting beat, I'm like, damn, Danny.
I didn't put that together, but that's hilarious.
I could be wrong, but I think
he's still going to be okay, especially with Tech. I think they're going to win the Big 12.
You think?
Yeah. Well, BYU is coming along. They're playing. But I think they're going to win the Big 12. And then, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see with Miami. I still think Miami's the best team in the ACC. We'll see. I don't know the hell. Florida State, they went ahead and lost again, by the way.
They're cooked.
That was a rough one.
SMU's going to be back up there before you know it.
Yeah. SMU just beat the hell out of Clemson. Clemson's done, too. Yeah. They're talking about my old Mike. They're going to relook at his standing at the end of the season. I mean, if I'm Mike, man, just fire me, man.
I mean, it's the buyout. I mean,
was he got to run the table?
I mean, the buyout's so like, big, I don't know if they can afford it.
How did they beat that Alabama team like that? That is insane. Yeah. Well, hey, they ain't 7-0 like your Aggies, though, right? There you go, right?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, what you got to say to that?
Suckers.
Huh? Right? Know what I got to say? I got to say football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. God, I heard Jim Nance read the same exact read yesterday. It pisses me off every time I have to read it. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. You can text in 713-572-4610. Do you agree with Clint? Clint believes this game tonight is a must-win game. Do you agree? And Clint, if you're talking about the playoffs, I know it's week 7, and I know they can go on a run. But, man, if they lose this game, Clint, to get to 10 wins, which you feel like that's what you got to get in the playoffs, they'd have to go 8-3 the rest of the way. I'm not saying that's impossible,
But if they were to lose tonight, it is hard to get yourself to a way to look at their schedule and say, they're only going to drop three more. That's to me why I agree with you on it feels like, especially for the playoffs, this is must win to me.
Yeah, I think that it's less about the division, less about the NFC opponent, and more about just what do you believe the Houston Texans football product is capable of doing. Right now, everybody feels pretty good about it because we've played two terrible opponents. But the truth is, right now, you are 0-3 versus playoff caliber teams, and you are 2-0 against bottom of the barrel teams. Where do you live? Well, you live somewhere in the middle, I'm sure. Where is it? I think Seattle, we're going to find out tonight in Seattle. And if you lose this game, I don't believe you're going to lose this game because the defense gets the doors blown off of them and the offense can't outscore Seattle. I mean, I take that scenario completely out of the deal. If you lose this game tonight, it's going to be because your defense plays a pretty good game and your offense can't score, can't move the ball, is smothered by a good defense. That's how you lose this game, if you lose it tonight. Right, and if that is the case, then I believe that the Texans football product at sitting at 2-4 has zero chance of getting to 10 wins.
It's hard. It's the math just don't. It is hard. They would just have to do something that we would not have witnessed. Now, the flip side is if they do win tonight, well, you're 3-3. And now you're like, all right, we're 3-3, and we are surging. Oh, right? We've won three in a row, and we you pass the Bengals in the standings, and you're looking like, all right, man, they got Joe Flacco. All right.
Well, you validated what happened the previous 2 weeks in a major, major way, and now you've got a good football team, not just a good defense with an offense that needs time to install. Right now, tonight you can validate what's happened the last 2 weeks, or not. You can validate what happened the first 3 weeks. Like that's what you're up against tonight. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out a way to get to 10 wins just mathematically knowing that product is not going to get you there. It's easy. It's easy for me, boss. Tonight is a major. Tonight is a must win for the Houston Texans. Absolutely. You cannot move forward. Look, you can. You don't have no choice. You have to. It is tough to move forward for me as a fan with high hopes for this team if you go 0-4 against playoff caliber teams and you've got two wins against Tennessee and Baltimore. That is going to be tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel for me.
Yeah, but then as we said, that's why I think it is must win, because as you said there, and then if they win, they're 3-3, and then you look at them and you say, all right, they get Jacksonville at home. I feel like the way they're playing, that's a team they can handle at home. They're better than in my mind, right now, I believe, with their defense and the things that they potentially could do, they're better than the Bengals. They're more consistent than the Bengals with their quarterback situation and their defense. But I can't – but at 2-4, then it starts to look at math and the teams they have to play. But they're 3-3. You look at it and you're like, they can play with the Chargers. They can play with the Jags. They can play with the Broncos. They can play, you know, they can play with all of those teams, and you feel a lot better about this group and their chances to get to the playoffs as a wild card. So that I completely agree with you. Text line coming in. You two clowns are so negative. Be positive. We flipped both sides there. The must win game already happened. They had to beat Jacksonville. I don't think a must win is in week 3. For me, I'd see the clowns part of so negative is still sticking with you.
Jeez. I mean, what do you want, man? You want us to bring some pom poms in here because it's been a bye week and you beat two low bottom level teams? I mean, what do you want, man? I mean, gosh dang. Sensitive.
Listen, again, as we said, if they are able to pull this road win in Seattle, it gives them not just does it validate for them. I think that obviously they get a belief. They get a kick.
Absolutely.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.